Happy Sabbath! I hope you had a beautiful Sabbath, and I certainly did. And tonight we are having a very special event happening in front of our eyes. And today we are going to see young musical talent debuting. In a sense, he's a musical career, I can say, I suppose. As soon as you can kind of find your seats, and we will begin with the pastor's prayer.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful Sabbath we have been enjoying. And now as we gather to have a special moment with Leon and with his talent you have given him, we pray that you will bless our event here. We dedicate this time to you, and we pray for your blessing. Help us all to enjoy this time and fellowship together. We pray that you will continue to bless Leon with his study of piano and getting his ambition realized in his career. We pray that you will bless him in mighty ways. Thank you for hearing our prayers this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. was about 3 years ago when I first met Tao Quint, the Lian's father. One Sabbath morning, I just noticed a person whom I have never seen before. And so I was curious who this person was. So after the service was over, I was able to strike a conversation with him and discover that this was a man who was gradually becoming blind as a result of cataract surgery. He was an engineer in the down south, the Silicon Valley area, and he lost his job because of his eyesight. And then he moved about a quarter mile north of our Petaluma Church, the street next to our church. And he was a religious person. He was a Pentecostal church member. But because of his eyesight, he could not drive anymore. So only church he could go to was an Adventist church down the street. So that's why he came to our church. So I believe that was God's providence that he ended up being in the Adventist church. So I think of the story in the gospel where a blind man was being introduced to the crowd, and a question was asked, why was he born blind? Well, one of the answers was to give God the glory. Well, as I look back, I think I can trace the story back to that story of Jesus there, with a man being blind there. And I know he had struggled and he really, this was a really difficult time of his life. In the meantime, his family was staying back in China. Soon after we met, we began Bible studies. And week after week, I met with Tao and studied. And finally, he decided to commit his life to Christ in Adventist Church. So he was able to be baptized in December of last year. So I praise God for God's providence and his mercy. And I'm pretty sure, in fact, I'm so certain that God has a special plan for him. And I'm glad that Lian is here now. And his mother is also. So I praise God for this family. And Lian has dedicated his life to play for God. And I'd like to invite Tao at this time to share his testimony. Tao?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tao Quint. It's easy to remember my first name, just like a paper towel. So, I didn't thought I will become a Christian 20 years ago. I was a software engineer. Everybody know in past 10 years, the China economy grows very fast. There are a lot of opportunity there. I was a very ambitious man. So since I thought I am smart, I got a very good education in the United States, I can make fortune in China. So this is why I went back to China, met my wife, and had my son. So my son Leon is 11 years old this year. And my wife, Lin, is very lovely, yeah. At that moment, everything I thought is, if I work hard. Yes, I always work hard in past 40 years. I always work very hard. And I thought I was very smart. And most of people around me said I was smart. So, and also I achieved a lot of good things. So, I traveled a lot, nationwide, United States, China, even to China, almost every city I have been. I was software engineer and businessman. So seems at that time, everybody admired me. I was very proud of myself. Of course, the result is I didn't spend so much time in my family. I remember half of my time, I traveled out of town. And even half of time in Beijing at that time, every day I work overtime. I remember only sleep like 4 hours every day. I remember, right now I realize I didn't even talk to my son very often before 9 or something. But of course, he seems never talk to me. So my wife, every day I go home, my wife already slept. So I just, of course, most of the time I eat or ate outside. So I was happy at that time. And one day, my doctor said, your eye pressure is very high. You must do the surgery, otherwise you will lose your vision. So this is why I went back to the United States. I saw the doctor in the United States better. And they said the same thing. And I found a very good, famous eye doctor. And he was going to give me the surgery. Before the surgery, I need to sign a liability waiver consent. Because I did this many times. Because I got glaucoma. So the contract or the paper said there's 1 or 2% the surgery will fail. And that failure surgery could lead to a blind. I thought in all my life, everything is so smoothly, easily. I don't think this 1% failure will fail to me. I don't think it's 1% is very, very little chance. You know. I think 99% people will get a successful surgery. So I think it's no problem, just sign it. But unfortunately, this 1% of failure finally hit me. So the surgery failed. And then I lost my vision. So the doctor said he tried to fix it. And he did a second surgery 6 months again later. The second surgery failed again. I lost my whole vision. At that time, I couldn't accept it. I thought, why? I asked, at that time I didn't know, I was not a Christian. I just asked the sky. I cried. I said, why me? Just like right now I realized this kind of disaster happened. Everybody asked the same question. Why me? So this, you know, the bad things, why follow to me? But it seems no answer. So I cried. So I become a blind man. And the doctor said, you cannot do your job anymore. Of course, my company said I cannot do my job anymore too. So I have to work with I can. I I don't want, also I cannot accept that fact and the reality. So I stayed in my room very long time. I remember I stayed in my room almost 1 month. I didn't go out in Petaluma with my friends, because my whole family is still in China at that moment. I didn't expect to stay in the United States. I just did that after finishing my surgery, well, I will flew back to China to keep doing my business and my job. I will achieve my dream, become a millionaire or billionaire like that. Of course, many of my friends right now are millionaire right now. So, but it doesn't help. I told my friends, seems everything is gone. Seems my dream never can be achieved. I told him I want suicide. But finally, he said, if you suicide, how about your family? How about your friends? How about the people love you? So I hesitated to tell you the truth. So I walked off the door. Of course, there's a street in front of my house in Petaluma. It's called Garcia Avenue. I just walk around. I don't know where I should go. I just walk along the street, down to the street. Walk until the end of the street. I saw a church. So since I had no place to go, of course, I cannot drive. Of course, nobody talked to me. Of course, I have been staying in my room for 1 month. So I walk into that church. And the church is quiet. I just sit there and try to see what, try to pray. Of course, I didn't know how to pray at that moment because I see other people pray. I just pray. After service, I met a lot of good people. Pastor Tim, Pastor Ernie and Connie. And they are very nice and friendly to talk to me. So I tell them my story. They said, you can try to pray to the God. You see, and I started to go to the church to pray. And to start the Bible, read the Bible with the pastor. You see, in the Bible, there's a story, one story I like very much. I still, at that moment, I even want to change my name. One angel in the story is called Gabriel. Gabriel. I remember that story said that the angel become a Gabriel, just like a regular man. So, but nobody know he is an angel. I thought if I met Gabriel someday, or even I hope. So, for example, at night, somebody will knock on my door. I open the door, said, I am the Gabriel. I remember you want to meet me because I prayed on the church, you know. So at that moment, I just keep praying. Angel or Gabriel, will you come tonight? So tell the truth, sometimes I really stay very late. I hope that somebody knock on the door. Because I thought I pray very hard, you know. If I pray hard, I will meet the angel. Because in the Bible, you see, a lot of miracle, like another one is like Moses, you know. Is if the God choose you, some miracle will happen. I thought at the moment, if I meet Gabriel and the angel will restore my vision, I will still go back to China to do my job. I still will chase my dream. But after 3 months, I remember, 3 or 4 months, nothing happened. And also I tell my hope, it's my idea, told the people in the Petaluma church. I said, last night I prayed, but Gabriel still didn't come. So, after 4 months, since nothing happened, I was very disappointed. And also in the church, you know, I learned also, besides I learned the angel story, I also learned the devil story. Because in Chinese culture, we don't have, most of Chinese are not religion people. So I didn't know this kind of devil, God story very well. We don't know this very more. So since we in the Bible, in Paloma Church, I learned Jesus Christ, I learned Gabriel, also I learned the devil. Oh, at that moment I said, seems the devil is very powerful people too. So this one day I told my, Esther after the service, the sermon, in the lunch, during the lunch, I told Esther, I said, since you see, I have been waiting and pray and waiting for Gabriel to come to me. He didn't come. If tonight I will ask for devil to help me, if he can restore my vision, I will obey him. Because for me, the vision is so important. If somebody can fix me, restore my vision, I will make the deal with him. Even he's a devil. So what? For me, no difference. My goal is to restore my vision. But after talk a long, I think long time, almost 1 hour with Esther and also other people on the table, they told me it's a very bad idea. Since, yes, devil, if you make a deal or treat with the devil, maybe he will restore your vision. But there's not free lunch. You must pay some price. That makes that price maybe even worse than you lose your vision. Tell the truth, at that moment, I was scared. So, okay, I said, if this is the truth, I temporarily give up this idea to make deal with devil. So, and then I keep working, I keep go to the church to pray and keep Bible study. Later on, my son and my wife came from China, immigrated to the United States to meet with me. And then I have my wife cook every day with me. And my Leon stay with me. And Leon, since, you know, it's new environment for him. And he is like 9 years old. He started to ask me a lot of questions, sometimes very weird questions. Even today, every day, he asked me the question. And of course, I will answer the question. And if he has difficulty for him, school homework, of course, I will help him to do the homework. Of course, right now, he practiced at the piano. I start to sit next to him to count the time, to do the timekeeping. Because, you know, the child don't like spend too much time for practice, like 2 hours. It's very hard for him. The child, right now I realize, before I didn't know that. I thought he liked it, so I didn't pay too much attention. Since I spent a lot of more and more time, this half year, I started to realize the understanding. It is very important for a father or parent to stay with your child. Because I found, you know, since, you know, these 2 years I spent with him, I can see after I help with him, he changed. And after I stay with him, he grew up. He getting better and better. And also my wife is also very happy. And also my health condition is getting better because I was diabetic as well. And this right now, my health is getting better and my vision is getting controlled, my pressure. So I realized just this half year, the beginning 17, or 2017, January, this first half year, I realized my life changed. Of course, the pastor team also mentioned I get baptized last year, December. Right now, I realize that moment, this is a story, very slow, how to say, improvement. I didn't realize suddenly, I just gradually I look back, oh, my life completely different from change, from before. Right now, I don't have heat anymore. I remember in the past 5 years, you know, I have a lot of resentment. Why me? Everybody seems unhappy. I very easily lose temper. But right now, I have peace life. This is why I realized, when I look back, I said, yes, the God didn't send the Gabriel to me, but he did change my life. The God brings the whole family together. And God let me realize that family is very important. The God let me realize I need to spend time with my son, my wife, and the whole family. If I miss these 5 years with my son, when my son grew up, somebody told me when he become teenager, if you don't talk to him, he will not talk to you anymore. You will lose him for whole life. So right now, I want to say, thanks God. Bring me the family together. Let me become a Christian. And thanks Lord. Bring me peace and happiness in my heart. Thank you.
Bob, could you have the offering plate ready? Thank you. I'd like to have your attention to the biography side. And as you can see, Leon was born in November 6, 2005, so which makes him 11 years old right now. As I mentioned in the morning, so he, the last title of a prodigy, because he's 1 year older than 10 years old. In the dictionary, if you are going to call a child a prodigy, it has to be under 10 years, below that age that can play, very high level. I was very impressed when I saw him first. And the first week that he arrived, he came to Paloma Church, and I happened to be there. And Colleen, Bob's mom, she's an elder at the church. And she said, Esther, you must hear him play. So he comes and said, okay, let me hear you play. So he plays Beethoven Sonata number eight, the pathetic, and there's it comes to, bam, da 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 da, and it's like that one. However, I could see that, he had such fine skills and the speed was impressive. But of course that I could see that his fingers need to grow a little bit longer to handle that piece. So you are going to hear that piece, not the first movement, although he knows all three movements. He's going to play second movement and third movement. As you can hear that Tao's testimony, I do not know whether God allowed, this misfortune happen upon Tao. Maybe knowing him, that he can find, the peace in the faith that he found in God. And maybe he could be able to tolerate. See, God does not allow us anything beyond what we can handle, right? I think God saw the makeup of a Tao in what he is like in his heart. So already you can see that he found the peace and is seeing that the good side of his situation, and then thanking God for the love he has for his family. Because of his last job, due to his situation. And I think the family is very dedicated to support Leon's dream, I was very impressed with this young man 2 years ago when I saw him first. And then when I talked to him, he said his dream in the future will be like his generation of Lang Lang. Do you know who Lang Lang is? Yes, of course he does. The Lang Lang is the world best known, the classical concert pianist in nowadays. But of course there are, the good quality pianists, but he has, he's a savviness in advertising, ability of, and sharing the classical music in such a manner. We call him, the rock and roll star of classical music, because he goes everywhere and performs, and he draws such love from the generation of young people. And I think Leon happened to be one of those young people got attracted, because he already had his life plan mapped out. When he talked to me 2 years ago, he said he wants to be like a Lang Lang for his generation. And second, he wants to go to Curtis Institute of Music, which is where the Lang Lang graduated, many years ago. But in any case, when I heard those stories, I saw something very special in him. In 2 years of time that he has been studying with me, he has won the competitions twice. And also he went through the evaluation system. We call it Certificate of Merit. And he studied from level one to all the way to level seven. So 8 books in 1 year. Usually we expect the students will go through 1 or 2 books in a year. But he went through all of them, 8 of them. And it was just amazing. So he took the test, level 7, and he passed with the honors. So he was like a top part of those, you know, people. You can pass it average with 70%. But if you're going to honors, it'll be 80% and higher. And of course, his score was above 90%. And he was invited to play at the convention this year, and we went down to Santa Clara, and we had a beautiful day that day. In any case, one thing that I have noticed is that to become a good musician, you have to have a good instrument. And the very first piano that he had was a donation from the other generous churches nearby. But those pianos were so old, almost 100 years old, and the pedal was not working properly. So for the competition, first competition he has done, very first time he played a first measure, I knew he was not going to make it. Why? Because his pedaling was so poor, because he's a the piano he was working on was a very poor condition with the pedal. And so the way he was pedaling at home, and he would use this well maintained piano, and it was too much. And so, but however, because of the other piece that he performed, that piece didn't require a pedal. So that was the strength of that piece that he won the second place. So, I realized as a teacher, I emphasize to parents, it is very important that they maintain the instrument in good tuning. However, I also do understand pianos are very expensive. And so I cannot, you know, just see the situation and the go along with what parents can provide. However, in Leon's situation, knowing his desire, what he wants to become with his life, and also knowing that he does have all these skills and ability, and I thought the getting a proper instrument is just important for his musical progress. We have found such a piano at the music exchange in town. It so happens that the best music, piano maker in the world, the company name, do you happen to know which company makes the best, world best pianos? statue. It's a Bohrendorf. I didn't know that. A few years ago, Bohrendorf went down, bankrupted because of the economy was really bad. And that piano is a very expensive one. So people probably could not afford that, buying those that expensive pianos, although it's a very prized and sought after instrument. Well, Yamaha entered the Yamaha company and they bought it out. But Bohrendorf, they had a still, you know, as the best piano making, the skills, the techniques, with their pride, they would not allow, the Yamaha combine their name with the Yamaha's name. But they said, you can use, the Bohrendorf technique of making the, a good instrument inside. The Yamaha can provide casing and you can call it Yamaha CX series. The very first series came out at the beginning of this year. And then that was when the music exchange owner happened to buy a whole bunch of them, with a cash price. And then with this good price that he had, he kind of brought it to the town and with a very good deep cut price. And it was almost $50,000 original price of the piano that you were looking into. But that was like a 45% cut. So it came down to about $30,000. And then at the time, I didn't have to really persuade Lino Tao because they already knew that Leon needed the best instrument for the rest of his life. That once he buys it now, then it'll be, you know, for the, he can carry on, for the rest of his life. However, Tao had the very last saving amount, $5,000, and he put it down as a down payment. And I can see in Leon's parents that they recognize what kind of a treasure they have in their hands. And they are willing to support him all the way. So then enter me here in the picture. As a teacher, I never, gone out to promote any students, like this. But I see in Leon, the love of music he has in his heart. And most of all, that he has a skill to handle those pieces. And also, and his love for God has growing so much. And you have probably seen him reciting the Matthew chapter 5. Was it last year's, Rachelot Ranch, mini camp reading we had? He's studying the Bible. I saw him reading in Chinese, during the worship hour studying the Bible. And then he showed me what he was doing. And he was already studying the book of Revelation. And so he is a so amazing young man. So I think what I see in him is that I see him, the future church musician that gives God glory with his ability and with his music. So I like to kind of, ask you to, join me in supporting him, to provide this instrument that he needs. This instrument, and we need to pay, we need to raise money, $26,000. And if you happen to, Music Exchange kind of have this kind of program called, buying 88 keys, you know, piano has 88 keys. So if you happen to be so, willing to support him and buy him a key, that will be about $300. So, if it is something that, you cannot do it right away, you can do it like a partial payment monthly, or you can just say, I like to support him in any way. So I'd like to kind of invite you to think about it. And as we have a short words of prayer, and Bob is ready with his love offering collection. So if you also want to talk about more about his helping him with the future music studies, you can talk to me. also after the meeting or anytime you want to talk to him. And if you are curious about how he's making progress, please talk to me. Thank you very much. Yes. I think it has to be Tao's name, Tao Quinn, because this is a personal, the benefit concert. Church cannot really kind of collect the money to particular person. So that is the, so it's a Tao Quinn, as you see in the program, it's a Tao Quinn. And then just write down under, the Leon's piano or something like that. Okay, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you very, very much for giving us a life to enjoy. And all the moments that we go through, sometimes really sad, sometimes good. But Lord, help us, give us the wisdom to always see the silver lining in the bad situation as well as Tao did. And as he is supporting, I mean, really caring for his own son, and bless him and his wife, Lynn, as they do their best, give them the wisdom and patience and love that guides Leon continuously. Thank you for Leon, for his life and for his ability and for his willingness to share, to give you glory through his music. Thank you. And for all these members, I mean, the brothers and sisters in this room who's also sharing the same faith with Tao and Lynn and Leon. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this chance to love one another. In Jesus' name, amen. So as Leon is going to continue. So and then the opening prayer will be going on, and Leon will start with first number by Bach. The Bach is from the period of a Baroque period, and that's that part of the music is like describe it as like a pulse. There's a kind of dropping into the golden platter. And so this is such a beautiful, the individual sound. At the same time, there's several voices going at the same time. And I hope you can enjoy. So I have provided, the PowerPoint that kind of shows some, the wisdom from the Proverbs that kind of fits the mood of this box of music. Thank you very much. Okay, Leon will come back to his piano. I had a fun matching those pictures with his pieces he's playing. The last piece is particularly kind of, I was so happy to find this one. It's the scenes that is in my bucket list that I want to go see somewhere that I can see aurora. This is a kind of, you know, catching of the auroras. And it was really, the matching with his last piece. His last piece is titled Toccata, means it doesn't have any meaning actually in word wise. What it does is a continuous sound. That is what the meaning is. So, it was a kind of, he was, I was very impressed with this piece when he was learning it, because I thought usually that, you know, the advanced students, they take about 1 month to learn the notes. And then after that, another month to, polish. And then, you know, and then another month to completely have it their own, you know, about a quarter. What happened to Leon is that, first week I kind of gave it to him and I said, okay, I kind of covered the half of the piece with him note-wise, and I said, okay, study as much as you can. And the next week I went, and then he already finished learning the notes all the way to the end. The following I went, he memorized it completely. So, would you like to hear one more piece? Then you can say encore. Thank you very much for coming to this evening. And when you see him in the future, please encourage him to continue the course. Thank you. Thank you. I'll see you again. Bye-bye.